As you might have noticed, I talk about a lot of weird stuff, so imagine researching all that. As I end up on all sorts of websites, I use incognito mode. But did you know incognito mode isn't enough to hide your browsing history? All your online activity is still 100% visible to a ton of third parties, unless you use ExpressVPN. Without it, your internet provider, mobile network, and admin of your Wi-Fi, like your boss or parents, can still see every website you visit. To avoid that, ExpressVPN reroutes 100% of your traffic through secure and encrypted servers. ExpressVPN is the best VPN, rated number one by top reviewers like The Verge. It's really easy to use and works on all devices. We can't take our online privacy and safety for granted, and I feel very unprotected without my ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy today by visiting expressvpn.com/beamazed. That's expressvpn.com/beamazed, and you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/beamazed.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Sometimes in life, it feels like the worst people get away with their misdeeds scot-free. But that's not always true. Every now and then, the universe serves up heaping portions of justice perfectly suited to the worst people. When that sweet, sweet karma finally hits, it certainly makes for some fantastic stories. So sit back, relax, and let's dive right into some satisfying times karma came for awful people.
You're listening to
Be Amazed. Everyone who's ever been behind the wheel of a car can probably admit to bending the rules once or twice when no one else is around. But some rules of the road should never be broken. Not driving on the sidewalk, for example. But not only did one woman from Cleveland, Ohio repeatedly reject that rule, she did so along a sidewalk commonly walked by children. Every day, kids on a school bus would see her impatiently mount the pavement and speed along to avoid waiting for the bus to move along. But one day, karma caught up, and it was all caught on camera. But the instant justice wasn't enough for the Ohio City Council. They decided to let the punishment fit the crime, so the woman was court-ordered to spend one cold morning in November 2012 standing on the busy road where her acts of chronic impatience were carried out. All while holding a sign that said, "Only an idiot would drive on the sidewalk to avoid a school bus." It was a fitting punishment, but I think having the statement tattooed on her forehead would have been even better. It looks like cars and instant karma are made for each other. There are so many stories, and here's a stinky one. Littering is never the mark of an upstanding citizen, but littering dirty diapers? That's like having a bumper sticker that says scumbag and proud. But when a litter bug decided to dispose of their kids' used diapers straight out of the car window on the I-65 freeway in August 2019, karma reared its head. The dirty bomb flew gracefully through the air and splatted immediately onto the windscreen of the vehicle behind. That vehicle, it just so happened, was an Indiana State Trooper's police car. The officer made no delay in writing a fine for littering and took to Twitter to inform the world. Even though a used diaper was involved, we all know the real piece of trash in this story was the driver who threw it. Next up, when Reddit user Twilling8 lent his Jeep to his brother, he was understandably annoyed when it was stolen after his sibling left the keys in the ignition while parked. But luckily, the looming sibling showdown was de-escalated by a hilarious moment of karma. You see, Twilling8 was on shift at the local gas station while the theft had played out. While his brother was still on the phone confessing his stupidity, what pulled up to the gas station? Twilling8's Jeep itself. It seemed that thieves behind the wheel had decided to fill up before making their getaway. Twilling8 pressed the store's silent alarm, alerting the police, and snuck out while the thieves were pumping the last few drops of gas into the tank. He then sneakily opened the Jeep, took his keys out, and retreated to the gas station. He watched in smug joy as the thieves helplessly searched for the keys and were so preoccupied they didn't even notice the police arriving. When the cops heard the story, they enjoyed a good laugh as they lugged the thwarted thieves away to the jailhouse. Although Karma closed this case quickly, it would be a while before Twilling 8 lent his Jeep to his brother again. In 2018, a Florida man's attempt to clear his name in the eyes of the law had the opposite effect. After he was involved in a car crash, Xavier Morin sent his dashcam footage into the police to prove the other car had cut him off, causing the accident. However, on reviewing the files, the sheriff's deputy found some even juicier footage the dashcam had captured earlier. The footage showed Morin breaking into a beauty store and burglarizing the place. He'd had no idea the camera had been rolling, but that didn't matter. Thanks to his self-submitted evidence, he pinned himself to a totally unrelated crime. Policing doesn't get much easier than that. There's no doubt that the most satisfying karma stories involve criminals getting instant justice, and I've got plenty of time for that. Let's check out some anecdotes. When Houston, Texas convenience store clerk Maria DeSianke saw his co-worker pull up to the store after a visit to the bank in 2014, he initially thought little of it. But when his colleague stepped out of the car with a bag of cash in hand, Mayura was shocked to see several men swoop in attempting to steal the money. With his colleague under attack, the clerk decided it was time to step in. You see, Mayura just so happened to be the 5-time national mixed martial arts champion in his native Sri Lanka. As soon as he stepped out and delivered the first blow, the robbers quickly and painfully realized their mistake. Easily out-muscling the three assailants, Mayura was able to keep one at the scene for when the police arrived while the others fled in terror. Two of them may have gotten away, but they certainly wouldn't be messing with anyone from this convenience store again. In 2018, the security guard at a 7-Eleven in Gardena, California spotted two suspicious hooded figures walking into the store and proceeding to rob the cashier at gunpoint. Fearing for the cashier's life, the security guard stormed in and shot both robbers before calling the cops. While neither of the robbers were seriously injured, the cops were surprised to find, upon their arrival, that this gun-toting robber's weapon was actually a non-functional replica. In jail, the amateur criminals would have plenty of time to reflect on the dangers of bringing a toy to a gunfight. In 2017, karma struck a robber extremely hard in a very sensitive place. When the criminal demanded money at gunpoint at a hot dog fast food joint in Chicago, the serving staff accidentally spilled the store's cash onto the floor. While bending down to pocket the loot, the robber placed his pistol into his waistband and, having gathered enough cash, began to run away. As he did so, however, the pistol suddenly went off, and injured, he had no choice but to sit and wait for an ambulance to come. I don't blame him for stopping, though, because that hot dog thief had managed to shoot himself directly in his hot dog. Despite his unfortunate injury, the court didn't have much sympathy, and he went straight from hospital to the jail. In 2005, a robber found out the hard way that karma can have a real bite to it sometimes. After robbing a couple in the streets of Bloemfontein, South Africa, the criminal took off on foot. Pursued by security guards and disoriented in the night's darkness, he somehow ended up in the Bloemfontein Zoo. Luckily for him, he successfully evaded the security guards. Unluckily for him, he ended up accidentally climbing into the zoo's Bengal tiger enclosure. The next morning, a visitor to the zoo was traumatized when they spotted the thief's severely mauled, lifeless body. It was clear that while the tigers had recently been fed and didn't eat him, their criminal visitor did not receive a warm welcome. But he did receive a toothy mouthful of deadly karma.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This next one is quite funny. When a burglar broke into the New York home of an 82-year-old woman called Willie Murphy in November 2019, he probably thought it would be easy pickings. While Willie was preparing for bed, a man started banging loudly on her door asking her to let him in. When she refused, he began ramming his way through the front door, eventually breaking in. But little did he know, the elderly lady waiting inside was an award-winning bodybuilder and a trained fighter. She clobbered the intruder using a table, and when that broke, she clubbed him into submission with the metal table legs. By the time she was done, he was more than ready to leave. Unfortunately for him, the police arrived as he was staggering out, and the dazed criminal was hauled away to jail. In Willie's own words, she really did a number on that man. Where do I sign up for a personal grandma bodyguard? Sometimes thieves can be right next to you, in your own family, like this next story. When a Reddit user's estranged half-brother re-entered his life after many years apart from his family, he initially assumed his half-brother's motives were good ones. After all, their father was dying of Alzheimer's, and the Redditor's half-brother had chosen to quit his job to take on full-time care of their ailing parent. But his true motives became clear when the Redditor's half-brother usurped financial authority on behalf of their father and began channeling their dying parent's funds into his own account. He cleaned out their father's $3,000 savings completely, and their dad died shortly after. But when the Redditor's mom, who was the half-brother's stepmom, also passed away a couple years later, karma finally kicked in for the thieving usurper. It turned out the Redditor's mom had originally intended to leave her stepson $125,000 in her will, but she wrote him out entirely after his thieving actions were discovered. So by stealing that $3,000, he lost out on an eighth of $1 million. The Redditor, meanwhile, received a tidy $250,000, including the $125,000 originally intended for his half-brother. Next up, unfortunately for most of us, nightmare neighbors are just something we have to get used to. But for one Reddit user, karma came along with their other possessions in the U-Haul truck when they moved into their new home. After one of their new neighbors, a troublesome stay-at-home mom, threatened to vandalize their cars and left anonymous threatening messages for the Redditor's family, enough was enough. This woman, who clearly had too much time on her hands and took a pretty odd spin on Love Thy Neighbor, was reported to the police repeatedly. Eventually, it paid off. After seeing the Redditor's CCTV footage of their neighbor's insane behavior, the court permitted a restraining order against the woman. This restraining order didn't allow her to be anywhere near the Redditor's house, but best of all, the stated range of the restraining order included the woman's own house. Every time she set foot in her home, the Redditor called the police and she was escorted away. She then had no choice but to live in a hotel until she eventually moved away shortly after. These measures certainly aren't the standard practice for restraining orders, but considering the threats of violence and vandalism the woman was so fond of, the court made an exception. Now let's rewind for some historic instant karma. The ability to understand the true power of firearms took some people in history a little longer than it probably should have. Case in point, Union General John Sedgwick during the American Civil War. Not understanding quite how accurate and far-ranging the sniping abilities of newfangled rifles were, he berated his men when they took cover from enemy fire. Striding pridefully in the open, he continued to berate them, telling them, "Enemy couldn't hit an elephant at this distance." But not only could the enemy sharpshooters hit an elephant from the 1,000 yards that separated them, they could quite easily hit a human, too. And moments after he'd mocked his comrades, he was shot through the eye by a sniper and died. Now, even putting the terrors he inflicted upon millions of people aside, life as someone working closely with Joseph Stalin was one of constant fear of imprisonment or execution. For example, in 1951, a Soviet doctor recommended that Stalin work less and rest more for the good of his health. That doctor was promptly arrested and charged as a spy suspected of trying to undermine Stalin's authority. With this kind of ultra-suspicious paranoid treatment waiting for anyone who questioned the strength and well-being of the communist leader, it's not surprising that doctors were afraid to treat Stalin. When Stalin failed to appear from his chambers one morning, so the story goes, his staff and physicians were too fearful to enter and check on him without his permission. By the time someone finally did, he'd been lying on the floor for hours, having suffered a stroke. When doctors were finally called in, hands shaking with fear, making diagnosis as difficult, the stroke's effects had already worsened. The dictator died soon afterwards, urine soaked from his loss of bladder control in a suitably undignified end for a man with so much blood on his hands. His paranoia and love of persecution ultimately cost him his life. Now let's talk about some recent history. The pandemic topic might be very divisive, but it's fair to say that it delivered quite a few instances of instant karma. In March 2020, when lockdown measures were being introduced to slow the spread of COVID-19, one group of friends attempted to prove that all the fuss was nonsense. Believing the virus posed no real risk, these buddies from Kentucky decided to throw a coronavirus party in defiance of self-isolation recommendations. With no regard for social distancing, the group partied the day away, but little did they know that karma was lurking on the horizon. A few days after the party, news reports emerged that proved their ideas wrong. It turned out at least one of the party's attendees had contracted a serious case of coronavirus. All of a sudden, all those safety guidelines seemed a little less ridiculous. The thing is that, when there's a global pandemic underway, if you're actively choosing to disregard the views of medical professionals, you're not just a danger to yourself, you're also a danger to whoever you come into contact with. So in May 2020, Florida man Brian Lee Hitchens began spouting off on social media about how the coronavirus was a fake crisis. But before Brian's followers were able to fully take his ramblings on board, he was forced to publicly retract his statements when he and his wife both caught coronavirus. Whoopsie! While they both survived the infection, several days of treatment in the hospital were more than enough for Brian to encourage his followers to take things a little more seriously. And here's our last karma story, a rather explosive one. We've all sent or received an annoying New Year's Eve text or two, but I'm willing to bet that even your most embarrassing NYE text confession didn't cause as much damage as the one received by a Russian terrorist in 2011. The woman had planned to make her way to Moscow's Red Square with an explosive vest, which she would then have her partner remote detonate, causing untold devastation to New Year's revelers. The vest had been rigged to be activated by a single text from her partner, which was a measure to ensure she would have to go through with it even if she had a change of heart. But luckily, a change of heart would never be an option. You see, while she was preparing to leave her safe house, she received a Happy New Year text from her cell phone service provider. The well-meaning text triggered her vest, killing her instantly and averting what could have been an awful attack. Turns out phone service providers can do some good every once in a while. But it seems only by accident. If you were amazed at these karma stories, you might want to check out our previous episodes. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.